to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Pretty sweet win tonight here for the Cougs, 95-67 over Fresno State. BYU head coach Kevin Young popping on the headset. Coach Young, congratulations. Finally good to get back home here after a while.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was a long way away from home, you know, both physically and mentally, long trip and then long trip out to Providence and back. But, yeah, great to be back in the Marriott Center.
In terms of what your game plan was going in, how well did they kind of check off the boxes tonight, your guys?
You know, I thought pretty good. You know, I thought we got away from it a little bit there that latter part of the second half with some of the silly turnovers against their pressure that we knew was eventually going to show its face. I thought defensively I was really happy with what we did in terms of protecting the paint. I thought we gave up a lot of threes, but a lot of the threes we were okay giving up. I mean, they actually shot it at a higher clip than they normally do.
Right.
But I thought we did a more good than bad in terms of getting out and challenging some of their shooters, but did a really good job of keeping them not only out of the paint but off the free throw line for the most part as well.
I thought the offense looked more like, I think, what you want to see out there. 17 assists. You got a lot of three-point looks, knocked them down. What is the barometer for you? How do you know when you know things are going how you want them to go? Is it assists on field goals, or mm-hmm. I mean, what do you look for to know? Yeah, this is what we were trying to do and we did it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think having a high assist, low turnover number is that. I mean, we turned it over too high tonight, but I thought the ball was moving. I thought we did a good job of making them pay. And then something that you really can't quantify, I just thought our execution was good. I thought we did a really good job of handling their pressure for the most part and then being able to execute things after that. Obviously, things got away from us for that little stretch. We were kind of throwing it all over the gym, but, there was more good than bad.
34 three-point attempts is kind of right in your wheelhouse, and you made 14 for a 41% clip. That's also part of what you want to be.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought tonight, outside of Cannon, who I thought, by the way, played his best game of the year, even though he was 1-7 from three, I loved his mentality to start the game attacking the basket. Everybody else, I thought, shot it well. And we haven't had a game yet where we've got multiple guys firing on all cylinders, and tonight we did. And when we have that, we're extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I thought it felt like an NBA-like box score when you get six guys in double figures, including your entire starting five.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think we've proven on a given night that we can have a different leading score. But then when everyone outside of that leading score is making threes, it really opens the floor up. And like I said, it makes us hard to guard. We're a team, I think, if you make a mistake, we got a lot of different guys that can make you pay. And I thought that was the case tonight.
Efficiency tonight to just under 1.3 points per possession. Meantime, Fresno's under one. In fact, they're at 0.93. You take that margin any game.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we strive for efficiency on both ends of the floor. Another good rebounding night for us, which helped, kind of fuel that efficiency along with the shooting that you mentioned.
So Fresno State, again, shot it better than they normally do from three. Kudos to them. 12 is a good number for them, and it kind of helped them kind of hang around in this game. But ultimately, you guys, and there's too many weapons, and you shot a great number yourselves that way.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I mean, it felt like it was a three-point contest for a minute there. It was just going back and forth. And, give their guys credit. They stepped up and knocked shots down. And, hopefully, I love Vance. He's a great guy, great coach. And hopefully that springboards them. I'm rooting for them. He's a friend of mine. But I thought our guys did a good job of forcing them to beat us from three, and obviously they weren't able to do that.
You know Vance as well as anybody, and you knew this was going to be an up-and-down game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pace guy. He's a space guy. The pressure kind of got to us there for a minute. Another thing that he likes to do. But we knew it was going to be a fast game. They're one of the fastest teams in the country, and we were ready for that.
I want to go back to Cannon a little bit. I feel the same way. I thought, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well from the three, but I thought every shot that he took was in his motion and a good shot for him. And when he did take it to the hoop, it was a good decision. He made smart decisions. Is that kind of what you're working on with him, not to force things, but just to let the game kind of come to him? Because I thought his decision-making tonight was really good.
No, I mean, him and I spent some time together, you know, after our team meeting this morning, and we're talking about just those things. And, you know, I've been impressed with Cannon. When there's things – and when I say I'm impressed with him, what I mean is when I sit down and talk to him about certain things, he tries to carry those things over into the court. So he's very coachable in that sense. And, you know, he's a guy that's just going to continue to get better and better. I thought tonight was a step in the right direction for all the reasons that you just said. I agree with you. I thought his decision-making was good. You know, the shots he took I think are going to go in more than they're not, and I thought he took a good step tonight.
Cannon and Richie and Trevin all hit threes tonight. They are the only three guys on the roster who have threes in every game this season. All nine, they've hit at least one.
That's a fun fact right there.
There we go. We are full of fun facts for you. And I was glad that Trevin was on the floor at the end of the game. I was hoping there'd be a rebound for him. And sure enough, he got his hands on it with about 10 seconds to go. His first career double-double. He goes 22-10. Obviously, the 10, a career high in rebounds. And he had four offensive boards tonight when the game was still in question earlier. Great night from Trev.
Yeah, no, Trev's awesome, man. He's a great guy. He's one of our captains. I mean, he's a guy that tries to do everything that we ask. He's incredibly intelligent on the floor. I was told that was his first ever double double, so we'll make sure we get this stat sheet framed for him and his wife. He's just been solid all year. You know, he's a really efficient player. I think one of my coaches told me earlier he's one of the most efficient players in all of college basketball in terms of points per possession. So kudos to him for that, and obviously tonight will only help that.
Trevin ending with 22 and 24 minutes of play. We'll come back with some closing comments with Coach Kevin Young as we continue and conclude on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Yes, indeed. Coming into the night, Trevin was 44th in offensive rating nationally, and he probably helped those numbers tonight by going 8 for 11 from the field, 4 for 6 from deep. More with the coach coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU 95, Fresno State 67 tonight's final. It's our final segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young. Let's begin the segment with our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Talk about the three-point number. That's okay, but I'm going to go to your two-point number tonight, Coach. 24 for 35 on your two-point shots. That's 68.6%. And the layup and dunk number was 16 for 19, which is better than it was at Providence when a lot of the inside attempts were missed. So I thought that you want rim and three, and I thought at the rim you were a really good basketball team tonight.
Yeah, I thought our execution played a role in that. I thought our screen setting was good. That was something that the screen setting in particular in Providence was poor. That was a point of emphasis coming into the game tonight. And then, you know, with the guys we have that can shoot it, you know, if you combine that with our spacing, you know, we should be a team that can get to the rim and finish there.
Great finishing tonight. Dallin in particular, I remember Dawson as well. And how about Dawson? He's gone 16 points and 14 now in back-to-back games. This is kind of who Dawson is, isn't it, coming off the bench?
Yeah. No, he's been tremendous for us. I mean, he's a really good basketball player. You know, he does a lot of things really well. I trust him with the ball in his hands. He's just strong. You know, he's got great footwork. You know, he is going to be and is a huge part of what we're doing.
Coach, I thought Cable was terrific tonight, 6 for 6. He had 12 and 8 and 3 assists. And I watched both Cable and Foose. How important is it to have a big man that can come up and catch the ball? One time it wasn't a good pass. Cable went and got it and caught it, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're able to pass it. How important is it to your offense to have a guy like that up top to kind of to run off of him?
No, it's wildly important. I think, you know, that's a strong suit of Foose's in terms of that top of the key area. I mean, we're trying to, you know, grow Kaba there as well. The play you made, that's something that I was really challenged them on in practice. In fact, I went down and did quite a few, you know, player development type sessions with the bigs this week of just that, just trying to get a catch. Just get a catch, allow us to relieve some of the pressure that way, and then hopefully we can grow the decision-making part after that.
Coach Young, it seems like the coaching world is one big Venn diagram. It's just crossing circles everywhere. And you've got Vance Wahlberg, who's had three of the same jobs Steve Cleveland had in Fresno. Steve Cleveland, of course, a BYU coach. And then you cross paths with Vance in a different way with the 76ers organization. You mentioned there's a tie with Will, and you're playing in his building here in a couple of nights, by the way, as well. The coaching world is something, isn't it? That if you're in it long enough, and you're old enough to be in it long enough, there's always a connection game to game.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of the cool things about the profession. I mean, obviously, everyone's super competitive. But you know, I think everyone respects how hard the profession is as well. And so we obviously want to play well against each other, and everybody wants to win. But, like, when I saw Vance tonight, it was one of the first things he asked was, like, oh, how old are your kids now? You know, stuff like that. And so, you know, you really do develop these, deep-rooted friendships and relationships. I think it's one of the coolest parts about sports.
All right, this December is an interesting one for you. There's some holidays involved and not too many games. So I think it kind of works out well in the ramp up to Big 12 play. You want to win all these games, of course, but there's also some times for guys to get bodies well, spend some family time, and enjoy a bit of the holidays, which we all like to do.
Yeah, no, it's a rare thing for me. I mean, I've played on Christmas, I think, 6 out of the last 8 years, and even prior to that, I've had Christmases all over the country, and so it'll be a nice time to, you know, spend with my family, and hopefully everyone can get a little recharge before we ramp up.
We always talk about players' health, but how are you doing? I know you haven't been feeling well. You doing okay?
Yeah. Little bout of food poisoning kept me out. I actually missed practice yesterday, so shout out to my coaching staff and our players.
By the way, it was chaos yesterday without you. It was absolute anarchy. You would not have liked it.
But yeah, it was a rough 24 hours, 36 hours, but I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking.
Well, you know what makes you feel better, too, in the big picture is how things are moving for the future of this program. And AJ got to kind of do a lap here at halftime with the fans, and you're in with your guys during that time. But a great ovation and just a real appreciation for what you and the staff are doing in bringing players to BYU that are important for the development of the program, and hopefully will be as important in their lives as they are for BYU.
Yeah, no, and I think that's well said. I think AJ and his family, you know, recognize that. They've been here a lot. You know, they know what this place is about, and it's one of the massive reasons why they chose to come here. So, you know, it's cool to kind of see his personality. You know, he's got a big personality. He's a really fun guy to be around. I think everyone's going to, you know, one, just have joy of being around him, but then two, just the joy of seeing someone of his caliber play up close and personal here in Provo is going to be unbelievable.
Well, because we don't spend enough time together, we're going to do this for an hour tomorrow night on your TV coaches show. So I'll see you back in Studio C tomorrow night, and we'll talk some more Cougar basketball. Richie will be our guest tomorrow night on your show. So we'll see you tomorrow, and congratulations again for tonight. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball.